Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, May the 3rd, 2012. And please excuse me if you can hear some background noise. I think there's some workmen outside. And as you can see from the title of this boo, I'm closing the doors today. Well, I've already did that actually yesterday. I had a day yesterday of reflection. I was allowing painful memories to surface, to experience emotions that I keep locked away, and I think I've had enough of that today. I've had enough of it yesterday. The results of that process were initially quite negative. I was quite angry. I didn't know I was angry until I was speaking to my partner, and I got into an argumentative frame of mind. I do this now and again. I'm quite an argumentative person. I don't know whether anybody's noticed. And I was arguing over nothing. Well, not necessarily over nothing, but I was making an argument, really, when I didn't really need to. My partner was very understanding and pointed out to me the reasons why I was doing this. And it was blindingly obvious. And of course, that helped diffuse everything. This is what love is, really, I suppose. I've been in discussion with someone talking about this, and the discussion is quite interesting, because what I found is that if someone doesn't understand the concept of love, you can't really explain it if you do understand the concept of love. I'm not saying that the person I'm in dialogue with doesn't understand. Perhaps they're trying too hard to understand it. I think love is something that is felt, not something that is psychoanalyzed, although of course as human beings we try and analyze everything, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. But I don't necessarily think that we're going to find our answers all the time in searching for certain ideologies. Although perhaps we will. Perhaps we will find the answers. Perhaps that's the idea. Perhaps an inquiring mind into the methodology of love will reward that person with love. I only know that I feel love. It's something intrinsic in my being. It's not something I wish to analyse. It's not something I need to analyse, because the answer's already been self-fulfilled. For me, if I feel loved, I have the answer to love. That is it. The answer's there by the sense of ultimate well-being. How do we give love out? Some say there's sacrifice involved. This isn't Christ's teaching, of course, although it's sometimes assumed that it is. And I think that's possibly because of the sacrifice, as we call it, that Christ made, by dying, if you like, for our sins. And I only bring this up as a point of reference for the word sacrifice. That seems to hold negative connotations for a lot of people. But for people of faith, it doesn't. Because the sacrifice was a willing one. Yes, of course, as the man, Jesus had his own issues in the Garden of Gethsemane, his own doubts. But the point of sacrifice is it doesn't take willpower if you give up your will. And giving up your will is a very important thing to be loved and to love. It's not about giving something away of worth. My will means that I am belligerent, argumentative, negative. Only when I stop being willful, stop imposing my will, stop bringing my will to the forefront, am I content. only when I allow myself to be loved. And we sometimes have to allow ourselves to be loved, otherwise we'll rail against it. Then we have to do experiments to try and find what love is. Being open to love can be difficult. I know this, especially when that love, that giving, has been abused by someone. But giving up oneself to love isn't about expecting it in return or expecting love or expecting abuse. It's not about expecting anything. We can give up ourselves to love. We can give ourselves lovingly to other people. We may not necessarily get that back from them, but it will come back to us. The old saying, what goes around comes around, is true in all ways, really, I think. Of course, there are people out there who manage to live their lives in a very unloving way and seem to have all the benefits of the material world thrust upon them. But that's nothing to do with love, of course. Love isn't material. My partner expresses love in a way that I've never felt before and doesn't really do anything. When I say doesn't really do anything, does everything. And that is, when we seek love, what are we seeking? Are we seeking to be loved in a certain way? I was seeking this idea of love. I'm lucky I have that idea of love now. And more. We also receive it from other people. My boo, a couple of days ago, called A Day in the Life Of, invoked quite a bit of what I think is love from other people. I've had some wonderful DM responses, and the expression of love shines through. That love isn't sacrificial at all. I'm sure these people don't feel they've sacrificed anything by reaching out to me, giving themselves to me, offering themselves to me. And that's what love is. It's just the giving. Because you feel you can't do anything but give. Not because you think you have to. Not because you think it's expected of you. But because you cannot help yourself. It's not about having an overabundance of goodwill so you can spare a little bit. It's not about being a complete person yourself before you can offer it out to others. We will never be complete people if we think we have to be fully content before we can give joy to others. We're mistaken. We have to come from a background of stability. We have to have some joy, some balance in our lives, possibly. But we don't have to be fully over-enthused with positive energy to be able to give that out. The sacrifice of love. The sacrifice of love is simply allowing ourselves to be loved back. When I love someone, I feel loved. It doesn't necessarily mean by that person I'm giving the love to. I just feel loved. I don't seek that feeling, although it's a wonderful feeling. If we're not religious, we can call it a byproduct, a hidden reward, if you like. Part of the process. If we try and love someone, then we're going to fall short. It should be a natural, organic, uncontrolled thing something that flows from us. Of course, we can try to be better people. We can try to be more compassionate when it's difficult for us to do so. It's not always easy to love other people, especially when those other people are different to us, different to our way of thinking. It's difficult to love people that we consider to be unpleasant. But arguably, there's a reason that they're unpleasant. If we experience love, we feel pleasant. We feel good. We want to share that with others. If we don't feel it, we don't experience it, then what have we to give? Only by being open to it, only by being open to the possibility of something other, something that isn't explainable, that is explicable, is that the right word? Inexplicable. Can we ever be free? There is nothing wrong with analysing everything. But if we analyse things and just concentrate on the analysis, we might lose sight of what it is we're actually analysing. Method in itself won't bring a reward. I want to thank everybody who's been listening to me lately, who's been in response to me. This particular area of booing, I think, is coming to a close for a while. It's been a moment in time. I shall be more personal, but the themes of my boos will be more specific. I need to be talking about my pilgrimage, for example, and I can now make that more of a personal journey for everyone to follow. So I want to thank everybody. I want to thank those people who have inspired me. You know who you are because I've thanked you already. And I don't know whether I should say your names in public. I've had a lot of DM responses, so I shall leave it at that. I think you know who you are. Thank you all. As always, have a great day. And if it's applicable, may God bless you.